That's right, Morning Drive rolling along. ESPN 102.5 The Game, great to have you in on this Wednesday as we're broadcasting live from Kitchen Notes inside of the Omni Nashville Hotel. If you are coming to Nashville and you don't stay at the Omni Nashville, you are doing it all wrong. I promise you that. Next up is a man who's always doing it right. We welcome in Willie Donick, Preds TV play-by-play man, and, of course, co-host of Darren and Donick here on The Game. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I would say I am always doing it right when I'm at the Omni. So I'll tie those two things together. I don't know if I'm always doing it right.
Exactly right. Well, speaking of doing it right, the Preds did it right last night, and they just buried Winnipeg in a 10-11-minute stretch of hockey where, and I think you really said this perfectly, I've never seen 20 shots on goal in a half of a period. Just how impressed were you last night by that exhibition?
That was a tremendous job, I thought, being ready to play from the opening faceoff, taking advantage of a team that had played the night before and was trying to deal with some adversity. They lost one of their best players in the warm-up, Paul Stastny, so they didn't let the Jets ease into the game. They took it right to them. The 20 shots in 11 minutes, we had our statisticians check. That's the quickest anybody's gotten to 20 shots since the 2011-2012 season. So we're going back, what, six, seven seasons since anybody's done that. So just a barrage, and it was enough because the Jets, to their credit, did battle back and hang in there. And, you know, that game was still not over throughout the third period. Pecorine then took over.
Now, Willie, looking at what the Preds were able to do, and I said this yesterday, what they proved to me last night, not that they, you know, that they won and they beat a shorthanded Winnipeg Jets. It was the way that they did it in the first period. After two periods, they had 51 shot attempts to 39. They had 35 shots to 18, and they had 14 scoring chances to 8. Now, the power play, you know, they were 0 for 3 at that point, and so was the Winnipeg Jets. But if you look at the Nashville Predators, last night what they proved to me is that they are a team that is on a mission. They are a team that is playing at a championship caliber. They understand that, you know, in order for us to be considered one of the best teams, we have to take advantages. We have to take advantage of teams when they're shorthanded. We can't give a team like Winnipeg, because you know how it is. You know, if a team is missing a few guys, the team that's much better is going to come out, and they might play a little bit slow because they're figuring their mind, you know what, we're going to win anyway. But the Predators didn't do that. The first period, they came out and they scored three goals. That showed me that this is a team that's on a mission.
I think you're right. I think I've seen a lot of times, you could find a lot of examples of a team that comes in and their backup goalie's playing, they're missing a couple of key pieces, and you say, well, this one's going to be easy. And the next thing you know, you're down 1-0, you're down 2-0, and you end up fighting your way, and you let an opportunity slip away. I think that is a good point, Derek. They were ready to go from the beginning, and I think they were basically saying, this game is so gigantic for the division race. If we get this, it's going to be really tough for the Jets to catch them. So they did the job, and I'm sure they would have liked to have maybe just stretched it out, put it away, but you know, the Jets are a good team, and I do think they'll be back. They'll start getting healthier, and this is not the last we've heard from them. So, I mean, that's a really good team over there that the Predators beat.
Willie, is Austin Watson a great hockey player, or is he the greatest hockey player of all time?
I'll tell you what, you know, I always go back to this point because he was a first-round pick that spent, I don't know, three full seasons, maybe more, maybe parts of four in Milwaukee. And you were starting to wonder, is this guy even going to be a regular NHL player? But to his credit, he just stayed after it. And don't ever forget that he did not make the opening day roster last year. He was sent to Milwaukee. He was waived. So anybody could have grabbed him off of waivers, and he could have been on another NHL roster. He went to Milwaukee. He didn't have a bad attitude. He basically made an adjustment down there, and I think it was more mental that, you know what, I'm not going to go out there and play safe. I'm not going to go out there and worry that something bad is going to happen. I'm going to go make something happen. And it seemed like instantly when he came back up, he was a different player, and he's really never been out of the lineup since, and he just keeps getting better. Four shorthanded goals now, 12 goals on the year, and he just makes big plays.
Talking to Willie Donick, who joins us here on Morning Drive, brought to you by Park and Fly, who would like to invite travelers to Park and Fly for their vacation. They have indoor valet and outdoor self-parking. Rates start at just $9 per day. Willie, a couple of road games coming up Thursday and Friday out west. What are you looking for? What is the biggest concern, if there is, in fact,
Why can't they beat Arizona, Willie? Explain this to me.
Well, Arizona, ever since they beat the Predators in overtime, take a look at their record. Now, they had an absolutely atrocious start. I think they won 9 of the first, 40 games or something like that. Maybe half a season. But since then, they've played really, really well. For example, last night, they beat the Kings. The Kings absolutely have to win these days. They're a desperate team. I'm sure everybody in Los Angeles is saying, how can you not beat Arizona? How does that happen? So Arizona, just like everybody in the league, they're a salary. I mean, everybody has the same salary cap. So nobody is that worse than everybody else. It has been a really tough place for the Predators to win. I have no idea why that is. But I can tell you this. It's going to be a tough game tomorrow night. Don't think the Predators are just going to roll in there and score 5 or 6 goals and win 5-1. That's going to be a battle tomorrow night.
Willie, we saw Chris Mason step in between the pipes yesterday morning for the morning skate. Did he have the intensity and the energy in the broadcast, or was he a little fatigued from his little workout yesterday?
I think he was feeding off the adrenaline in the broadcast last night. I think he was pumped up. He was sky high. It was so much fun to watch him do that. He was so excited. We were in our production meeting yesterday. He got a call from Ben Vanderklok, the goaltending coach, and he said, big guy, we need you. We need a second goalie. Pekka's going to take the morning off. We need a second goalie in the practice. You would have thought it was Superman getting the call from whoever, the danger signal. The bat phone went off, and it was Commissioner Gordon for Batman. He sprung out of that meeting, sprinted down to the locker room to get the gear on, just like he was putting a superhero costume on. Now, the key, guys, is going to be today. I think he's going to be dragging a little bit today. I'm just glad we don't have back-to-back, because I think he would have been fatigued in the broadcast tonight.
Willie, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Have a good broadcast, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Willie Donick joining us here on Morning Drive. And now is your opportunity to win a Park and Fly 3-day pass and qualify for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming Preds game. All you have to do is be caller number 3 right now at 615-737-1025. Caller 3, 615-737-1025. You'll get a 3-day parking pass and qualify for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming Preds game. I was thinking with Mace jumping in goalie yesterday, I would love to do that as a show.
Uh-huh.
Put us in full goalie attire, and for 60 seconds,
I want to shoot pucks on you.
Each of us has to take shots, not from us, but from the Preds.
Can we put double pads on?
I don't think you understand that.
Yeah, I don't think you want to take a shot from the Pred.
This is how I'm going to go out.
How about this? I'll shoot pucks on you, and then you could survive.
If you double pad me, I do it.
If Ryan Ellis slap shot catches you in the neck, you will die.
Here's what I want.
Give me a mask thing to come out.
Okay, here's what I want. I want full gear. I want the full
attire.
They
call it the silencer for a reason.
What would you say is the deepest you've seen a shot fired in the NHL?
PK Subban shoots from his own goal line all the time.
I want to go in net, full gear, and I want PK to fire one full ice at me.
Shea Weber shot one from the upper deck at Bridgestone Arena and made it.
It's a true story.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
But I think you could have stopped it if you were in full pads.
Yeah.
You have a lot of time to react.
Can we just do this?
If you double pad my neck, I do it.
Put Nick in full goalie gear and then you two take shots on him and I'm just going to run him?
Yeah.
Oh, you can Austin Watson?
I'm just going to run him.
Just bulldoze the – it'll be 2 minutes interference on Chase McCabe.
That's fine. I'll take the two.
No kidding. It'd be totally worth it.
Coming up next, we stick to sports on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.